Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Mountain Region, Regional Director, Don Starosca. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thanks so much for having me.
You're welcome. Well, let's talk about what's been going on since you started with Big Brothers, Big Sisters. It's been how long?
It's been 2.5 years now. It's hard to believe it's been that quick.
Tell me about what's been happening since you started.
Sure. Well, when I came to visit you in January-ish of 2015, I had just started. We had just merged and kind of created a new organization here. And we were really in that process of rebuilding. And I'm really excited about where we've been. At that point, we were at about 70 matches, I guess. And we're at a pretty steady 140, 150 active matches right now in our program. So that's pretty good growth in a fairly short time frame.
Describe what matches are.
Sure. Well, we use that term match. I guess it's our own lingo, right? A match is a big and a little. So a big is a volunteer age 18 and up that we've carefully screened and background checked, interviewed, done reference checks on. And then the little is the child, is the kid who's age 5 to 16 who is looking for a mentor in their life, who's looking for somebody to be there. So that combination is a match. You know, we're big brothers, big sisters. We have lots of big brothers and lots of big sisters and a whole bunch of littles out there as well. We have the 150-ish or so that are active in our program right now. Our goal is to obviously just keep growing. We use 10% of children living in poverty as kind of our ultimate benchmark. So for Doñana County, that would be 1,800 kids we would be serving. So when we're at 150 and we know there's 1,800 kids out there that could use somebody in their life, we've got a long way to go. But 1,800 kids also means 1,800 volunteers. Each kid has their own volunteer. So to recruit 1,800 adults, that's a huge task. That's just Doñana County. We also have a program, an active program in Grant County right now, which has also taken a while to get back up to speed. And I'm actually really excited about what we've done there this year. Last, probably late fall, early spring, I met with the athletic director at Western New Mexico University, and he'd been a former Big Brother. And as we talked, he got excited about the program and has committed his men's basketball, women's basketball, softball, and football players to becoming Big Brothers and Big Sisters. So come August, September, we're going to jump from about 20 matches in Grant County to 60 to 70 matches because of those student athletes. So our program in Grant County is going to jump right up there with Doñana County at this point.
And what is it that really touches their heart to get involved with Big Brothers, Big Sisters?
You know, I mean, if you all think back, you can think of somebody or several somebodies as you were growing up who were important to you. I had a band director who saw something in me. I had an English teacher who was amazing. You know, sometimes it's a coach or a piano teacher or a neighbor or, you know, somebody like that. And that's just that somebody that takes an interest in a child. We just make it a little more formal because some kids don't have that. A lot of our families are single parents or grandparents who are raising kids. We, in Grant County, we have a great grandmother who's raising a 7-year-old little boy. Not the situation you expect to be in at that point in your life. We have very large families. Most of our families live at or below the poverty level. It's a daily struggle. So trying to find that time to be that extra influence and voice on a child when you're struggling to just keep things going can be tricky. And that's not all of our families, but that's kind of where we tend to land. So having that extra person, even if you are a perfect two-parent, white picket fence kind of family, having another influence in a child's life can make a huge difference. Just somebody to open their eyes, to expose them to new things, to listen to them when I have a teenage daughter. You know, our children don't necessarily always listen to us. They listen to another voice. So it's that it takes a village idea. Another loving, caring adult in the child's life can't do any harm. It can certainly do a lot of good.
Now, Big Brothers, Big Sisters Mountain Region in Las Cruces has been around since 1989.
It's been here since 1989. 2015, we did that little merge, so we became a larger agency overall. But what our office is serving is still the same 6 counties down here in the southern part of the state. Right now, we have the active program in Doñana and Grant County. But eventually, we'd like to move to Luna County, Hidalgo, Catron, and Sierra counties. We all kind of have the charter, so to speak, to serve. But we have to go logically and progressively to keep growing those programs because there's kids everywhere that can use somebody.
And how do you get your match, your big, to match with your little?
Anywhere I can talk about the program is an important way to recruit. We are actually going to be running a media campaign here in mid-July to early August. I do social media stuff. Anywhere I can get in front of an audience on campus here, going into the groups, the athletes, the education department, the social work department. So anywhere I can get in front of an audience, anywhere I can talk to somebody is a good chance to recruit somebody. And sometimes it comes from word of mouth, and probably that's the best way. A current big in our program says, gosh, I'm having so much fun with my little. I get to hang out and do all these cool things, and they talk to a friend, and that brings them in the door as well. So we like to encourage that.
And July 29th, you're going to have a back-to-school bash.
Our back-to-school bash serves two purposes. One is to get the kids excited about school. Not all kids are excited. So if we can give them some new school supplies, a new backpack, kind of make the new year exciting to them, we hope it'll be an even better year than the year before. The other point is to help our families take a little of that financial burden off. To me, school supplies don't seem that expensive, but when you add it up for four or five kids, it can quickly add up, plus new shoes and shirts and all that kind of stuff. So if we can take a little of that financial burden off. And then we come together that day and have a picnic and play kickball and eat some food and give the kids a backpack and just get them excited about the new school year.
And where will you be having your back-to-school bash?
Well, we'll be collecting school supplies up until right before that. So if anyone would like to donate, they can certainly come see us. And then we do the bash at Veterans Park up on Roadrunner, 10 a.m. till noon.
The back-to-school bash, there's no charge.
No. Food is donated. The school supplies are donated. We actually got a book grant through the Molina Foundation. So I have brand new books, age-appropriate books to give each little, to do a little back-to-school reading, loosen up the mind if they've gotten a little tired over the summer. It's just a positive, free event. And we try to do that for our bigs and littles in general. It's not about spending money. It's about spending time. We recognize that our big, you're going to take your little to the movies from time to time. You might take them out to eat. But we try to send out free things in the community and really encourage that. It's not about buying things. It's not about spending money. It's about time. And there's so many, especially in the summer right now, so many awesome free things in the community to do. So we really push that piece.
Do you need volunteers? And as you said, donations are school supplies. What else?
Yeah, for that in particular, those are kind of the two big things. Virgin Galactic is going to come do some games and build some little model planes with the kids that day and help us serve the meal. It's really at this point the school supplies we need, the basics, paper and composition books and pencils and glue, all those things that are pretty standard for elementary all the way through high school.
What other fundraisers do you have?
Ooh, our famous mud volleyball. This will be our 8th annual mud volleyball tournament. It's going to be August 26th this year. It's a little earlier than last year, so it might be a little warmer, but it's our biggest, messiest, and most fun fundraiser. We went, last year we had 60 teams and we maxed out and turned teams away. We just couldn't take any more. So we've moved to a new venue. We're going to be down on Picacho at the Grapevine Plaza and Picacho Peak Brewery. Cindy and Xavier have been absolutely wonderful to work with, and they're clearing 12 acres that they have back there so we can build 10 courts and we can have 80 teams this year. The phone has been ringing off the hook. The teams are coming in. We've created something that people love because it's different. And, it's really become our signature event. So we're excited. The website for that, we have a little bit different website because there's a lot of information. It's lcmudd.org, lcmudd.org. And that has all the team registration and information, lots of fun pictures, because people splashing around the mud are extremely amusing pictures.
That's what I was going to ask you. Describe one of these mud events. Have you gotten muddy?
I can't help but get muddy. Even setup day, we're putting up tents and nets, and you have to step in the mud to get the nets up tight. I manage to stay fairly clean during the day, but somebody inevitably comes to give me a hug because they think it's really funny to hug me when I look all nice and clean. And our refs, standing there on the side, they get splashed all day long. I laugh. I look at the pictures in the morning, and most of the teams have team shirts that they've designed. So I'll look, and there's the team from Mountain View, and I think they had pink shirts last year. And I can recognize them. This is the Mountain View team. But by the end of the day, they're all brown. Everybody looks the same, so you can't tell whose team is who and what's what. But it's so much fun. Everyone has a ball.
And where can they call you to get involved?
They can call our office at 523-9530 or visit that website. We also have an event set up on Facebook that has a lot of those pictures and those fun things, too. So they can share that with their friends and say, hey, look what I'm doing. You you want to do it as well.
So on Facebook, it's Mud Volleyball Tournament?
I don't know. It's set up as an event. If you go to our page, facebook.com/BBBS Doña Ana, if you search Mud Volleyball Las Cruces on Facebook, you can find it.
Is there a cost for the big and the little to go to the Mud Volleyball Tournament?
We're going to do a dollar donation for people to come and be spectators this year. Participating is $450 for the team because it is our fundraiser.
Are there scholarships?
We actually have, I won't say it yet until I've gotten it confirmed, but I have a sponsor that is making a cash donation, but they don't want to play. So they're going to let us have our bigs play on that team, which will be really exciting. I do have to say, Mud Volleyball, you have to be 18 to play. So our littles don't get to play because of our liability insurance. Everyone has to be 18 and they have to sign that waiver, all those important things. ones. But I'm hoping our littles will be out there cheering on our bigs and everybody else. It's just fun to watch.
And also you have another website, bbsmountainregion.org. That's your home page?
That's our main website. That'll have enrollment information, volunteer information. If you're curious about the program and the data that we have to prove the positive impact it has on a child, all of that information is there. And that links to all of our other regions. Our agency serves in the northern part of the state as well. So anybody can go there. You put your zip code in and it'll connect you to the right agency and the right office in the state.
Talk to me about Grant County. How have they received the program?
You know, it was a little bit of a slower rebuild in Grant County. And, you know, I have to admit, I'm coming in from Las Cruces. It's a two-hour drive. I've been warmly received, but cautiously received, I guess is a good way to say it. And I understand, you know, they feel like the program, it just kind of disappeared. And so it took a little time to build relations. But I've also found the community to be, like Las Cruces, extremely giving, extremely warm, extremely receptive, and they care about their kids. And that's where the positive impact has come from. You know, they were very supportive of, we did a bowling event there again this year, and they were extremely supportive of that. We've gotten involved with the Chamber of Commerce there, with Hidalgo Medical Services and the Grant County Health Council. They've all been so helpful in spreading the word and getting us out there. And I'm actually very excited after 2.5 years of Nancy, my colleague, and I making that two-hour drive several times a month, no, 4 hours, I should say, there and back, we get to hire somebody. So after the 4th of July, we'll be starting that process of hiring somebody. And with feet on the ground and a face that people know in Grant County, I think we'll grow even faster.
So there'll be an office for them.
We're working with the Grant County Community Foundation and a couple of other nonprofits to partner and share some office space. We're going to have one person. We don't need a big office, and most of these other places don't. So I love working with the other nonprofits and supporting each other and being collaborative that way. So somewhere in the next 3 to 4 months, we should have all those pieces ironed out, have a staff person, have an office, have a home in Grant County, and then it'll be a little competition between Grant County and Doñana. If Grant County can grow faster than Doñana, we've got some problems, right? Doñana needs to step up then.
Is there something that has really touched your heartstrings?
I do. I have a great story. I don't know, a year or so ago, we were doing the Convoy of Hope when that was over here on campus. That was a huge and powerful event. But it was a Saturday morning, and here I was. It was 7:30 in the morning because I had to be there early, and I was just not feeling it. And I had my big brother's big sister shirt and my baseball cap, and I stopped at Pickwick to get a breakfast burrito to power through the day. And I was standing there waiting for my burrito, and this guy looked over, and I could tell he was looking at me. And I think finally said, "Are you with Big Brother? Big Sisters?" And I'm thinking to myself, I've got a hat, I've got a shirt, smile. I said, "Yes, I am." And he said, "You know," and he reached over, and his wife was standing next to him, and she was very evidently pregnant. And he put his hand on her belly, and he said, "I loved that program." And I thought it was a really touching gesture that he was touching her stomach. And he said, "I was in that program from the time I was about 12. I said, "Oh, so you were a little brother." He said, "Yeah, I was all the way up until I was 18, and I still talk to my big brother." And I'd guess he was probably in his late 20s. I said, "Oh, that's really nice." I said, "You know, I love hearing those stories that you stayed in touch." And he said, "Actually, I had to take my wife when I first met her. My big lives in South Dakota now, but I had to take her to meet my big brother before I could decide that I could marry her for sure. I had to make sure I had his approval." It's really touching that, you know, at that point. And then he said, and this was the part that got me, he said, "I never would have had the confidence to meet a woman and marry a woman like this and to become a father if it hadn't been for my big brother." And that was, see, I get goosebumps still, because it was, you could just hear it in his voice. That man in his life made that much of a difference that he is who he is today because of that big brother. And I didn't ask what the family story was or why he needed that big, but that man clearly meant something to him and is still a part of his life. So, and we hear those stories all the time. There's all kinds of stories of people that stay in touch and those long-term relationships, or that I became XYZ career because of my big. They gave me the confidence to do this. They helped me study for this. And that happens all the time.
So they become like a parent.
Yeah, it really is. It becomes a family. You know, they really are, when it works really well, which it does a lot of the time, it becomes a lifelong commitment, a lifelong friendship. You don't spend that much time with somebody and then just cut them loose because they turned 18, you know. We age our children out at 18. The program officially ends, but that connection is for life. Last time I was here, I had Lucas Pierman with me, our board president. Lucas has been with his little Hunter for 4.5 years now. And you watch them, and it's very much family. You know, it's just like watching you with, you know, any of your family members, the inside jokes, the silliness, the I can look at you with that stern eye saying, "Come on, you know, you're not supposed to do that." It becomes family. And we ask Hunter, he's like, "Oh, Lucas is going to be in my life forever." And that's just how it is. After 4.5 years and those connections and seeing someone grow, you don't just stop because of a birthday.
Thank you so much for joining us on Puentes, Bridges to the Community. Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Mountain Region, Regional Director Don Starowska.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.